And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. And glad of it, by the way. So this is that time. It happens every week. I mean, there's so much wokeness in the world. How much wokeness can there be, one could ask? Well, when you're resourcing a show and you find woke here and woke there, and like I said earlier, all God's children got awoke, then what you look at is realizing it must be time for adventures in woke world.
Adventures in woke world.
All right, let's dig on right in. So, Boomer, I got to ask you a question.
Oh, man. All right. What is it?
Leave your buttons alone over there. It's time to ask. So here's so first of all, is you or is you not a fan of pizza?
Oh, I love pizza.
Pizza's good.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza's got all the food groups in one place.
Man, I love pizza.
Pizza's good stuff. Do you like, have you ever had what do they call it? A wood-fired pizza oven pizza?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I have, yes. There's one of my favorite places up in Nashville is a wood fire burning pizza, and I just love it.
It's harming the environment, Boomer.
The wood fire burning?
Yes.
What?
Your passion for wood-fired pizza is harming the environment. Do you not understand how bad this is?
What is it, the fumes?
It's all of it.
All of it.
I'm sure it causes cow flatulence, too, if we get down to it. But the reality is, the Big Apple, the New York City, well, they're taking action on this. People like you out there harming the ozone layer, bringing about climate change because you want to eat your dadgum wood-fired pizza. Big Apple pizza joints, according to the New York Post, must cut their carbon emissions by up to 75%. Otherwise, they're going to face a massive tax. New York City Department of Environmental Protection has drafted new rules that would order eateries using the decades-old baking method to slice their carbon emissions by up to 75%. Who measures that, by the way? Do they come in there and go, Pears, you're about a percentage and a half over. I mean, what do they do?
Excuse me, your oven's too big. Yeah. You made it too large.
You use the wrong wood. It's far too smoky. Department of Environmental Protection spokesman Ted Timbers,
you go right there.
That's why he's mad. There's a burning wood and his name is Timbers. DEP spokesman Ted Timbers said in a statement Sunday, this common sense rule developed with restaurant and environmental justice groups. Okay, hang on a second. He just said the inside part out loud. They really did this. They developed it with environmental justice groups providing input. What did they think was going to happen?
Well, of course, they're always going to find something.
They're going to deliver your pizza in a battery-powered car, too. And let's just go ahead and
eat it
raw.
If they didn't forget to recharge it.
Well, yeah. We'll just eat it raw. Let's just save them all the trouble.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, they developed this new rule with environmental justice groups requiring a professional review of whether installing emission controls is even feasible. The rule could require pizzerias with such ovens installed prior to May of 2016 to buy pricey emission-controlled devices, with one Brooklyn joint saying he's already had to pay $20,000 on an air filter system just in anticipation of the new mandate.
$20,000.
This is a small business impact right here. This is crushing. I mean, you've been a small business owner. I've been a small business owner. We know what it's like to suddenly have to deal with unexpected expenses. And when you're operating on margins, I mean, how long were they even shut down? They couldn't sell pizza during COVID. Now they're out of COVID, back to eating. And oh, by the way, you got to cut your emissions by 75%, your nasty, stinking little wood-burning pizza oven place.
That's been around for years and years and years.
Which, by the way, produces some of the best pizza.
Exactly.
Politicians and bureaucrats should stop messing with things. This is an unfunded mandate, said one restaurateur. It's going to cost us a fortune, not to mention ruining the taste of our pizza, totally destroying the product. If you screw around with the temperature, he says, in the oven, you change the taste. That pipe, that chimney, it's that size to create the perfect updraft. It keeps the temperature perfect. It's an art as much as a science. You take away the char, the thing that makes a pizza taste great, and you kill it. And for what? You really think you're changing the environment with these 8 or 9 pizza ovens? Well, we'll see. But right now, they are moving forward, and I feel certain that the Biden administration is going to laud this as the day they saved the world.
Of course, from pizza ovens.
Pizza ovens. Just saying. All right, moving on. Adventures in Woke World. Next piece I got. Remember I tell you these stories, by the way, sometimes they're going to make you roll your eyes. Sometimes you're going to laugh out loud. Other times you're going to want to throw your radio across the room. Be prepared for one to throw. You ready? Street preacher has his Bible torn to shreds at Seattle Pride event. Yeah. Boomer's head comes up again. We don't want to mess with Boomer's wood-fired pizza or his Bibles.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, thank you. Street preacher Matthew Meineke's Bible was torn to shreds after he read its contents aloud at the Seattle Pride event on Sunday, according to footage from the event. I've seen the footage. It's pretty obnoxious. It was pretty awful. Meineke, who's also known as the Seattle Preacher, was barked at, literally, barked at and taunted by attendees who waved transgender pride flags in his face as he attempted just to read the Bible, the video showed. Other attendees at Seattle Pride included naked men riding bikes, furries, and nude adults standing in fountains in front of children. This happened, by the way, in New York City also. I mean, they had video of Fox News, and luckily it was clouded out, but literally dudes just walking buck naked down the street waving at kids whose parents were on the sidelines thinking it was cool to bring them to the Pride Parade. Just walking down the street buck naked, like, what are you going to do about it? Back to the Bible here. In another, by the way, that one in New York City was sponsored by, in part by Bud Light. No, I'm not kidding you. It was. That's part of the article I saw was it was sponsored by, like Bud Light is like, okay, why should we care anymore? Let's just be who we are. And they're like, let's go sponsor the naked men walking parade float.
Man.
In another video from the event, Meineke is asked, the preacher again, is asked to leave by security for, quote, protesting and demonstrating without a permit. He's standing there reading a Bible while men are riding around naked on bicycles, screaming about their rights. And he says to the police officer, it's a religion, man. You can't discriminate based upon my religion. His Bible was torn apart. It was kicked around like a soccer ball and thrown into a portable toilet, according to church leaders who were present. Yeah.
I don't have anything to say about
have
that.
Have we lost Seattle?
I think so. I mean, just the things that are coming out from that way, Seattle and Portland, it's like,
yeah,
it blows my mind. And I'm sure everyone else, and I'm sure this is not even all of it.
Oh, no, this is not all of it.
This is already watered down by whoever wrote it.
Yeah, well, it came from Daily Caller, which usually doesn't water things down, but daggum. I still look at it and think, what? I mean, the guy's standing there just reading his Bible out loud, and it so offends the people that don't want him there that they accuse him of having his own demonstration without a permit, and then they snatch his Bible out of his hand after ridiculing him, lampooning him, jumping around naked in his face, and then tearing up his Bible and throwing it into a public toilet. I guarantee you, if just the opposite had happened, if somebody came to a Christian prayer group waving a pride flag, and somebody had snatched the pride flag from their hand, ripped it up, and then threw it in a toilet, it would be international news.
International news. I mean, it would be everywhere.
It could consume the 24/7 news cycle. But you can tear up a Bible and throw it in a toilet, and the only ones who report on it are just like, you know, below the fold kind of news. All right. Whew, Lord. Let me switch here. Let me see what I got in my stack. Anything lighter? Anything I can use to just to bring in some fun for a moment? No, but
no.
I tell you what, let me grab this one. Since I got family living up in Michigan, let me just say this one. Hotair.com's got a piece that I find very interesting. This one may qualify for not only Woke World, but Jackassery all at the same time. Prepare yourselves. To say that Michigan has lurched to the left under the leadership of Gretchen Whitmer and the state's liberal majority would be a significant understatement. But with a new bill passed in the state house this week, and this is dated 2 days ago, with a new bill passed in the state house this week, they are taking things to what this author calls a cartoonish level. House Bill 4474, if signed into law, will literally allow someone to be thrown into prison because you hurt somebody else's feelings under what they call hate speech. So you hitting it? Go ahead and hit it. Yeah. Yeah.
Just because you hurt somebody's feelings.
That's, I mean, you can't do that, Boomer. You can't have your wood-fired pizza, and you can't read your Bible in public. And would you please understand that when you put something on Facebook, you might hurt somebody's feeling, and if you do, you and your pizza are going to jail, just so you know, at least in Michigan.
Wow.
Well, we're not there yet. The governor hadn't signed it. There's always that possibility that the article says she might actually have a streak of common sense and veto it. But it says here, literally, if someone claims they feel threatened by your speech, you can get fined up to $10,000 with a maximum potential for 5 years in jail. As a reminder, it says that's a prison sentence roughly three times longer than the ones that were given out for literally firebombing a police cruiser in New York City in 2020. If you're lucky, you might receive a smaller fine and be sentenced to community service so you could ponder your evil ways. So,
hey, man, what are you in for?
Yeah.
I hurt somebody's feelings. What about you? Oh, you know. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but come on.
Hey, buddy, what'd you do? Watch the guy over there. Don't mess with him. He hurts people's feelings. That's hilarious.
Don't talk to him.
Oh, take me to a break, Boomer. We'll do a break right now. We'll come right back. Man, I got stacks of this stuff. Like, oh, man, Pete Buttigieg is back, and he's got your good old-fashioned electric bus. And then what are we doing with the Department of Defense and the Freedom From Religion organization? I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. I'm looking over the text lines right now. Apparently, we're hitting a nerve with some of this. Doug from Birmingham says, charcoal and wood only here, but now that they're complaining about it, maybe I'll add some natural gas to my charcoal grill. Digging it. Scott from Athens, they are coming for smoke and barbecue. I was thinking the same thing. I mean, like, there's some real pit barbecue around our area, and don't mess with it, because if you want real barbecue, there's gonna be some smoke. I'm just saying. Can you mess with?
There's gonna be a lot of smoke with barbecue.
Let's just face it.
I mean, come on.
That's life.
It makes it better.
Dadgummit.
It brings in the customer.
It brings in this customer, I can tell you right now.
Yeah.
Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, kakistocracy is not just for the federal government. You know what? He is right. We've got this one, that story with Gretchen Whitmer, that one is probably Adventures in Woke World / Jackassery / kakistocracy all at one time. For those of you uninitiated out there, kakistocracy is a real world, kakistrocracy. Kakistocracy. It means a government run by the least competent of its citizens. And that appears to be what they have right now in Michigan. Brian from Huntsville, at least they were green. They shredded the Bible instead of burning it. I wonder how green hell is. Digging it. Charlie from Huntsville. What's the difference between a wood-fired pizza and a wood-fired fireplace in someone's home? I don't know. But I assume that's next, Charlie, just so you know. Just New Yorkers, brace yourselves. Because if they're going to come for your pizza, they're going to come for your house. Their goal is for you to be miserable.
And to have control over everything.
At least everything. If not, more than everything. JT from Lacey Springs, maybe the pizza ovens can have gas added and toss in a few wood chips. No, wait. New gas installations are already forbidden. John from Huntsville, I should prepare myself to eat pizza with lettuce crust and lab-grown pepperoni. Oh, God. Sidebar, over the last month or so, I have saved three perfectly good Bibles, study Bibles that people just threw in the trash. Huh. In fact, one of the Bibles is a King James Bible that had a $1 bill in it. I guess God's paying me to save Bibles from destruction. Good for you, man. Good for you. Alan from Arab. Yeah, but they sell liquid smoke. They do sell liquid smoke. You ever had, Okay, that's not the same though. Have you ever had liquid smoke? You can buy that and put it on your meat at home.
No.
Just saying.
Huh.
Next story I've got for you. Still in woke world, because woke world's going past top of the hour. I can already tell. Woke world. Biden administration announces another $1.7 billion for low or no emission buses and transit projects. This is a big deal. Boomer, did you know, by the way, that if the buses go electric, that you're going to want to ride them more?
Really?
That's the way it works.
Please tell me why.
I don't know, but that's what Pete Buttigieg says. Even if you don't take the bus, says Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg on a call with reporters, these investments will benefit you because your family can breathe cleaner air, you'll find a quieter neighborhood, and less traffic because more people will then choose to take the new reliable clean buses, leaving less congestion on the road. Oh, unicorns and rainbows and, you know, oh my. But the reality is, yeah, they're going to spend. The investment right now, by the way, $1.7 billion. $1.7 billion is the second bus grant package funded by somewhere. Somebody's making electric buses, and they are making a killing because the government's giving away money to go buy an electric bus.
They probably just started the company because the government's giving it away.
They probably actually, I'm gonna take that one step further. They probably started the company and then lobbied Congress, and then the company went to work once the bill was passed.
I don't doubt it at all. I mean, what's to say is this electric bus, I mean, again, it loses more energy the more weight it gets on. It can only go so far.
Right.
And then it takes forever to recharge. So that means they're going to have to buy more buses to have ready to go while the other ones are recharging.
And you're going to need more buses because more people are going to want to ride them once they're electric.
Because they're
electric.
Electric.
I don't know. Are they giving away free sandwiches when you're on the bus too? So they've already spent, by the way, $3.3 billion buying buses and giving away these grants around the nation. That's your tax dollars at work there, boom shakalaka, just so you know.
And awesome.
Let's be clear. Pete Buttigieg says more people are going to want to ride them just because they're electric, y'all. Bless his heart. How about this? This is an interesting story. This is a little bit of a smackback. All right, so this is one that I find interesting. So there's an organization out there called the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. That is not what it sounds like. This is not the organization promoting the rights of service members to have religious freedom. No, this is the organization that does what it does to make sure that religion is not allowed in the military. I kid you not. But Republicans... Representative Mike Turner, Republican of Ohio, have offered language to the National Defense Authorization Act that would bar military members from leaning on or taking advice from the Military Religious Freedom Foundation without any authorization from the Secretary of Defense himself. Why? Because what's happening is this group goes around and it basically terrorizes local, you know, facilities. It'll find a VA center and it'll come in, it'll tell them, you got to take that cross off the wall. If you don't, we're going to file a lawsuit. We're going to name all of you in it. We're going to name you in your individual capacity. We're going to make your lives miserable. We're going to dox you online. We're going to make everything more difficult for you. Well, they did do that in Austin, Texas. VA clinic quickly removed a prominently displayed cross from its public lobby in under 90 minutes. Well, backlash ensued, thankfully, because the Christian community has about had it. And the Department of Defense is saying, look, quit making these decisions without getting authority to do so. Here's the bottom line. The guy who runs the Military Religious Freedom Foundation says that the fundamentalist Christian nationalists behind all this are trying to execute us through legislation. We'll take that as validation of the positive effect that we're having for our clients, and they can go do something to themselves. That's his thoughts. Yeah, sounds like a nice guy. I'm saying... Let's get on it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I got some more wokeness. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. Bye.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, we cover down on all of it like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two, still in dipper number one, Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
By the way, the previous portion of Adventures in Woke World that we just did a minute ago apparently got a lot of attention. Let me read a few text messages here. Thomas from Athens says, so the lauded New York slice will be raw on a flour tortilla? Might as well. We got a brand new texter in the line there, too. Boom, I don't know if you saw it or not. Steve from Hazel Green. Yep. Steve from Hazel Green says, I'm a U.S. Navy veteran, 24 years. Thank you for your service, Steve. We appreciate you. He says, when the story came out about the Navy's digital ambassadors, yes, I saw that. I instantly wrote to Dale Strong, Congressman Strong, about the embarrassment and shame that Harpy Daniels was bringing to the U.S. Navy. I got a call back today from Congressman Strong's office saying they intend to abolish funding for this program in the next NDAA. Yeah. Well, good on you, Steve. Appreciate you following through. That's the way it should work. And by the way, thank you again for your service. Brian from Athens says, he heard me say it, and he's repeating it back. He says, have we lost Seattle? He said, does it count as losing it if we just let them have it? Don't go away, mad. Just go away. Jim from Huntsville. Hey, Phil, their ultimate goal is to have everyone live in 15-minute cities. Jim, you know what? You ain't wrong, brother. And I have seen some evidence of that. Those 15-minute cities, they sound nifty, but what they're really doing is they're giving you an electric vehicle that won't go very far. They're trying to make you stay in a 15-minute city, and then they can control your movements. Steve from Huntsville, Hearth and Stone Pizza at Campus 805 in Huntsville is making amazing wood-fired pizza. All right. I think they need to advertise on Right Side Radio. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Hearth and Stone.
Hearth and Stone.
Hearth and Stone Pizza. Jerry from Decatur. Oh, yeah. He said, Bob Gibson barbecue, 7-time world champion on Hickory Smoke, but that was a different world. Keep on smoking. I'm saying. JT Lacey Springs. JT sent you something, boom. A picture. Oh, we were looking at it during the break, the liquid smoke made by Colgan. Colgan's Hickory Original Recipe Liquid Smoke. Used as a marinade, soups, gravies. You can also just put it straight on the meat, like, as you know, part of a burger. Anita from South Huntsville. What about all the wood fire pizzas that were being baked before the ban? I demand wood fire oven reparations. We have a great audience. Hey, by the way, speaking of our audience, I got to give a shout-out. So the other day, I went over to visit my mom, who lives in Madison. Her husband, Steve, just literally got, I mean, just all these years he's been waiting, just got his dream car. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, it is sweet. There's a company in Gadsden called Unique Motor Cars. They're one of the best in the world at the manufacturer from scratch with a fully customized frame and all of it. Building the original style 64 Shelby AC Cobras, the two-seaters. It's like basically like an MG on steroids. And he just got his with a stroked-out 351 Windsor five-speed transmission. I mean, it's sweet, bright red. Anyway, I went over to visit him, and a guy walks up the driveway and goes, hey, Phil. And I looked over, and I said, hey, sir. And he goes, I'm Butch from Athens. And I went, hey, Butch from Athens. So anyway, Butch, if you're listening, shout out to you. It's good to meet you in person, to shake your hand in the driveway. And yes, that vehicle was everything that it appeared to be. So very cool. Love this audience. All right, Woke World. What else I got? Well, I got stuff. I got stuff. Don't think I'm slowing down. There's enough wokeness for everybody to have a little slice. So here's one. DailyWire.com. A private school in Ohio has been accused of alerting the FBI and the local police on two mothers after expelling their kids from the academy for daring to expose the fact that they were teaching with critical race theory curriculum. Just saying, this happened, this story came out yesterday. Daily Wire. According to the complaint, the Exclusive Academy expelled, their ladies' names, by the way, were Amy Gonzalez and Andrea Gross, expelled Gonzalez and Gross's children, both in the sixth grade at the time, without prior warning or discussion in 2021, and then launched a bullying campaign against the families by reporting them as potential threats and portraying them as violent and racist to local and federal authorities. Good gosh. Pretty sure they're being sued now. Yep, the ladies just filed suit against Columbus Academy just outside of Columbus, Ohio. The mothers told Fox News their requests for transparency about the school's curriculum and fiduciary compliance were met with an overreaction. I would say. And their kids aren't going to school there anymore. But you know what? I'll be honest. Their kids are probably better off.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Absolutely. I think so.
Yes, they are. They're definitely better off.
Yeah. So now maybe the moms will get some big money to send them to college. What do you think? Next piece I got before we run out of time. Which one do I want here? Do I want the one about San Francisco or the one? I'll go with this one. So we're going to have Senator Tuberville on the show later. He'll be on at 4:15, 1 hour from nowish. Daily Caller has a piece. Headline is, I Hire for Diversity. So there's discussion in this article on the Daily Caller. By the way, Tommy Tuberville is making waves in all the right ways right now. So he is out there literally sticking to his guns, standing alone in many cases, single-handedly drawing attention to the fact that the Department of Defense has decided to ignore federal law and just pursue abortion. For that matter, ignoring state laws. Well, we're going to wind up using federal dollars now to send troops to other states to get those abortions because that's a part of readiness. No, it's not. Anyway, Tuberville has been blocking the ability of general officers and admirals to get promoted. And they hate it. And I'll be honest, on the one hand, I get it. You've spent 30 years in the military. You want to earn that star or that second star or that big position you've been waiting for. And it requires Senate confirmation. It just does. And the way they usually do this is they package them all up, and they'll have like 20 of them at a time, and they'll bring them in, and by agreement, everybody gets out of the way, and they confirm them because they realize the military has probably picked the people it wants. And with a few exceptions, they're going to wind up just saying, okay, have at it. Good luck, General. Congratulations. In this case, though, that's not normal procedure. That's what they do, but it's outside of the bounds of normal procedure. Tuberville is saying, no, we're not going to allow you to expedite. He's not saying you won't get promoted. He's not saying you won't get that star, that you won't have that flag. What he's saying is, no, you know what? Regular order of business is what we're going to do, not the special order. We want the regular order of business. You can take them one at a time. You can lobby for each one individually. You can make them come up here and go through the process. We're not going to rubber stamp this thing as long as you, DOD, are going to violate the law and use federal funds to pay for abortions. It's working. Republican Daily Caller here, dated 2 days ago. Republican Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville has single-handedly blocked numerous officers' confirmations in protest of the DOD Secretary's Lloyd Austin's directive that the military fund out-of-state travel for female troops seeking abortions. Initiating a game of chicken between Tuberville and the Pentagon that shows no signs of stopping. It's been going on for 5 months. He's not backing down. I don't think they realize he spent a lot of time making tough calls on the goal line and having to stand by his calls over the years. And he's doing it again. But here's the thing. Some of those he's blocking are some of the reasons why we have wokeness at the upper levels of the Pentagon. For example, the guy who's just been tapped by Biden to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is Air Force General Charles Q. Brown, C.Q. Brown, they call him, recently nominated to replace General Mark Milley. In August, Brown made the Air Force's recruiting wing cultivate an applicant pool that meets racial and gender percentage quotas, a memo shows. He also gained notoriety when he made a rare public statement on race in the middle of the nationwide protests following the George Floyd incidents in 2020. And then in 2020, he also told Air and Space Forces magazine, I hire for diversity. What he's saying there is, meritocracy be darned. I'm the general. I'm going to hire for diversity. He's all into DEI. How about Secretary of Defense also nominating Air Force Brigadier General Scott Kane? promotion to Major General, 2 stars. Well, as the top officer at Eglin Air Force Base in 2020, General Kane issued his unity message to the Air Force peers at other installations, encouraging them to engage their teams in conversation about the tragedy in Minneapolis, referring to George Floyd, and the unrest and pain in our country, and what all it means for our lives and our service. And then he went on to implement DEI policies at Eglin Air Force Base that were meant to facilitate those conversations. He oversaw the institution of a DEI office at Eglin Air Force Base, the first in the Air Force, calling it his most significant and long-standing accomplishment. If that's your most significant accomplishment in your career, sir, then I challenge whether or not you should have stayed in as long as you did. How about this one? Army Brigadier General Ronald Reagan has been waiting on promotion to 2-star Major General as commanding general for the 21st Theater Sustainment Command. Speaking to ROTC cadets recently on why representation matters, he talked all about the Army's Project Inclusion Diversity Initiative. And we're going to continue to strive to make sure we're the most diverse force in the Army, he said. He also initiated what he called mentorship rucks, where he went out with and did ruck marches with what he called vastly cultural and gender diverse groups of young troops. Folks, I'm just telling you, DEI has got no place in the military. What you do is you don't discriminate them out, but you don't basically put one race over the other at any given time. And that's what they're doing. And they're trying to say that we're systemically racist, therefore we have to implement these initiatives. And these woke generals, your own Tommy Tuberville is holding up their promotion right now. I don't mind a bit. All right, let's take a break. I'll go ahead and take that break right now. Coming back, we'll move to number 2 in the Triple Dipper, the border wars. Oh, yeah. It's still going on, man. Southern border ain't any better. I'll tell you all about it. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.